So, now you live in Florence. Do you like it here?
Well, we haven't lived here all the time. We lived in Rome for the first year. And that was very noisy.
Yes, it's such a big, busy capital. Life must be easier in Florence.
Oh, yes. It's lovely. We both love art, too, so it's a great place to be.
Have you had a lot of problems since you've been here?
No, we haven't. Well, not a lot. But the culture is very different to Mexico.
Have you had problems picking up the language?
Some. It's a very musical language. It's easier for me than Danny because it's like Spanish. But we both speak it quite well now.
I see. And what about the cost of living?
Well, yes. Things are a lot more expensive here than back home. Food, gas... Oh, sorry. I think you say petrol. And, you know, housing, clothes...
And the good points?
Oh, there are so many. Italy's a beautiful country. The food is amazing, and the coffee, the ice cream...
Okay. Now you're making me jealous. So you've enjoyed the experience so far?
Of course, and we want to stay here as long as possible. We have a house, jobs, and our children go to school here. We are Italia now!
Hi, Al. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Sarah. You?
I'm fine. Hey, I got an email from your brother yesterday. He said he's having a great time in Poland.
He absolutely loves it. He's been there 6 months on this university exchange, and he wants to stay there.
Is that possible?
Well, he'll ask his university here in Britain, and he thinks they might say yes. But it's unusual. Most people only stay for 6 months and then go back to their own country.
It's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah. And the other problem is accommodation. At the moment, he rents a room from the university in Warsaw, but he won't be able to stay there. He'll have to leave in 4 or 5 weeks, and then he'll need to find somewhere new to live.
Is it easy to find a flat there?
He's got lots of Polish friends, so he says it won't be hard to find a new place.
Have you visited him yet?
No, because I've had lots of exams on my course. They're over now, at last.
Great. What will you do when the course ends?
Well, my brother has invited me to Poland, so I might go and visit him soon.
Sounds good.
Here you go, Beppe. A coffee and a croissant.
Thanks, Claire. Let me get this.
I've already paid. Don't worry about it.
Well, I'll pay next week then, okay?
Sure. You know, it's been great. I really enjoy our language exchange. I don't get many opportunities to speak Italian.
Neither do I. I don't know any other Italians here. And I really need to improve my English.
Well, I think your English is a lot better than my Italian.
No, not at all. Your Italian is great.
But my pronunciation is terrible.
That's not true. I like your accent. It's sexy.
Oh, well, So, how's your job going? Are you enjoying it?
Yes, but it's a lot harder than my last one.
Why is that?
In my last job, I was just talking on the phone. You know, technical stuff, dealing with people's computer problems on the phone.
Uh-huh.
People get very angry when their computers don't work. And it wasn't very nice.
Oh, I can imagine.
But now I'm programming. I'm actually writing computer programs. I earn much more money too. Although I am working all of the time.
Really? Well, that's great. These days you're lucky to have a job. Lots of my friends are looking for work at the moment.
Yeah, that's very true.
So, what kind of programming are you doing?
Ah, okay. I'm designing a program for a bank.
Oh.
I know, not very exciting, but at least my workmates are a lot nicer than at my last job.
That's so important. So, you're making some Scottish friends?
Yeah. We go out together after work on Fridays. It's great.
Nice. So, Beppe, shall we speak a bit of Italian now?
Sì, va bene.
You see, my mother had this ring. I was kind of old. It had been given to her by her mother, my grandmother. It had been in our family for years. Anyway, my mother asked me to take it to the jeweler's to get it repaired. She told me to be very careful with it. Later that day, I dropped the ring off at the jeweler's and ran off to do the rest of my errands. It was a busy day, and I was feeling really stressed. I went back to the jeweler's just before they closed, paid for the ring, and raced home. Everything seemed fine. But when I got home, I mean, I was sure I'd picked up my mother's ring at the jeweler, but then I couldn't find it when I got home. I checked all my pockets, but all I found was the receipt. The ring wasn't there. I looked everywhere. You can imagine how panicked I felt. Up until then, I had never lost anything important, so I didn't know what to do. Just then, the phone rang. It was the jeweler's. They were calling to say I had run out of the store in such a hurry that I'd forgotten to take the ring. They still had the ring at their store, so the ring wasn't lost after all. What a relief.
Welcome to today's show. The rules of the game are simple. I will ask a question, and the first contestant to hit the buzzer gets to answer that question. Each correct answer is worth $100. Today's topic is Spain. Are you ready, contestants? The first question for $100 is, what currency is used in Spain? Contestant A.
The euro.
That's right, Contestant A. Spain used to use the peseta, but now they use the euro. And now for the next question. How many countries are next to Spain, and what are they? Contestant A.
Spain is bordered by two countries, France and Portugal.
Correct. You're doing very well, Contestant A. Maybe our other contestants can catch up on our next question. What is the capital of Spain? Contestant B.
The capital is Madrid.
You're right, Contestant B. The capital is Madrid. Excellent. Let's see how you do with our next question. What is one of the most popular sports in Spain? Yes, Contestant C.
Hockey?
No, I'm sorry. Anyone else know the answer? Contestant A.
That would be bullfighting.
That's right. Okay, there are only two questions left. Let's go, players. Next question. Spain is an agricultural country. What are two of the main crops? Contestant C.
Olives and, wheat?
Good for you. Olives and wheat are both grown in Spain. We only have one more question left, contestants. May I remind you that the winner of this round will be back here tomorrow for the championship playoff? And now, for our last question. What are two of the main industries in Spain? Contestant B.
I think textiles and automobiles are made in Spain.
Yes, that's correct. Spain manufactures both textiles and automobiles. So, contestants, let's look at your scores. Contestant A, you answered question one.
So, Andrea, I heard you're staying with your in-laws for the holidays.
Well, yeah, I guess I've got no choice. My flight leaves tomorrow afternoon. How about you, Paul?
Actually, I still live with my parents, so I don't have to go anywhere. You know, you don't sound very excited about your trip.
I guess I'm just a little nervous. The whole time I was growing up, it was just me and my mom and dad. It was quiet around the house. Very quiet. But my husband's family is huge. I mean, there's so many people.
Wow. How many?
Well, he grew up in an extended family. So there's his parents and his grandparents and his little sister and his two younger brothers. No, wait, three little brothers. All under one roof. So that's what, nine total?
Wow. What do they all do?
Oh, let me think. My sister-in-law, she's the youngest, maybe 20 or 21. She's a law student here in Chicago. And the oldest brother-in-law is a musician in New York. The other brothers are a lawyer and what? Maybe a teacher, I think. And we haven't been married long, so I don't know them that well, you know? But they all seem very nice and friendly. So, how about you? How big is your family?
Well, when I was a kid, our family was a lot like your in-laws. It was me, my parents, my older sister and brother, and my grandparents, too. But both my grandparents passed away a while ago, unfortunately, so it's just the five of us now.
Are your sister and brother coming in for the holidays?
Yeah, they're coming with their families. My sister and her husband live near Boston. They have two little girls. Then my brother and his wife and their three kids will come over as well. My brother's a doctor here in Chicago. It'll be great. We love getting together.
So that's... how many people is that?
12, I think.
Wow, that's even more than my in-laws.
Yeah, the hard part about it is my mom has to cook so much food. Of course, the great thing about having a big family is that there are a lot of people to help her.